Well, I
gotta look and see what I got. I want to, if I can, if I've got anything that's prepared. I told him to get it ready and
I see. Well, I've got the test ban thing and a short statement on the OAS. I really haven't anything else that's ripe.
I'll get it up and I'll check it and look at it.
Okay, fine.
Anything else?
Well, I think your meeting is very important today. I had quite a time last night.
What do you got to suggest?
Just be as clear and open and candid and complete in your thinking as you can, I think. I really don't have anything beyond that. I think it's important to do it. I have deliberated. One question in my mind, Mr. President, is whether this will stick better and have more authority if you also know who you are going to pick. Whether that you run the risk of his thinking that there's still room to divide and that nobody else really is going to turn out to be any good and so forth, or whether if you say to him, I want you to be the first to know who it is and why it is, that's the only question that's turned around in my mind. There's some disadvantage in that.
I think that'd be good if I didn't get it out.
Yeah, that's the
but,
trouble.
But it gets out immediately. Somebody speculates.
That's the trouble.
Governor, somebody like that. And when he comes over to see me...
Not only that, there is a finite chance, I would have to say, that that an attack would be mounted on this, on whoever you say.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. And they are distributing material and posters and campaign buttons and stuff among delegates now, and writing letters from up there about it, which is difficult for me to believe that's happened. But I saw it last night. They brought me in copies of it.
Do they know who is sending it out?
Yeah. And anybody been in here 30 years, those things are not done except A, by request, or if not by request, with your
written consent.
Yeah. And that's bad. I don't think I ought to refer to that, probably. I thought that I would just say that I'd given a lot of thought to this thing and had talked to practically every state in the union, and either personally or with my best, most trusted people, and that I thought that he had a bright future and the party, and I personally would be happy to see that successful, but that I couldn't this year. I felt it just wasn't in the interest of the party or the country, and I couldn't recommend it, and I had made up my mind to make other recommendations, and I wanted him to know that I wanted to work with him and have a part in the campaign, and I didn't want to discourage his ambitions. I wanted to be cooperative and encouraging to him, but I made the decision on this year, and I hope that would, I thought I owed it to him, being in my cabinet, to be the first to tell that.
I can't see how you can do better than that.
What's your analysis? That's my feeling now. What do you think his reaction is?
I think what I would do, Mr. President, my inclination on the basis of feel rather than any certainty would be to say to him that to suggest that he think that over and that you and he talk about it again. I think it may be important. There are two or three people that would like to weigh, that could weigh in with him. I'm one, Bob McNamara is another, and I think there may be others who could say, you know, the President told us because he knew how close we are to you what he's done, and we just want to say to you that we hope you'll accept this presidential judgment as you would any other from the leader of the effort in a year like this one and in a time when your brother's record is at stake. And as far as we're qualified to judge, we honestly believe this is what your brother would want. I think, in other words, I don't think I would... I think I would say I wanted to say this to you, and I know you'll want to think about it, and I'd like to talk with you again the end of the week and give a little time for some other people to pitch in if you think that would be helpful.
Yes, except I've got to be final. I can't leave
you have
out
to be final.
Any sparring or any
No, that is correct. You must be final, but I don't think you should ask him to react in a final way, because I think that there is a finite chance that he would say, well, we'll see, or something like that, which you don't want.
Are some of them encouraging that direction?
I don't know, Mr. President. I just think there's a risk of it.
Okay. Does he know what this meeting's about, Mr. President?
He guesses, yes. That I do know. And he knows, he really knows, and neither Bob nor I, in separate conversations, have corrected him. He knows which way your mind is tending.
She finds fault with it.
Well, he wants that job, I don't think he finds fault with your right to have a view. I think he just plain wants it and thinks, I think that's about the most I can say about it, I think, at this stage. And I think in some moods, I think he honestly doesn't know what his reaction is going to be. And just having watched him over the last 9 months, I think in a matter of this kind, I would try not to ask him for a full comment in the first flush. I don't believe that'll be the best. Or at least I think there's a risk. But I'm not sure of that.
Who else has he talked to besides you two?
That I have any confidence that I know of that I would dare to talk to about it, Mr. President, nobody. I don't dare talk to anybody but Bob.
No, I say, who else does he, in your judgment,
who would he talk, who else could, I would suppose that he talked to his own immediate people, but I can't be sure of it. He keeps his life pretty well compartmented. I assume he talks to Steve Smith. I would suppose he would talk to Teddy, unless the doctors tell him not to. I haven't got you an answer on that, but Bob is working on it. I don't believe that. I think he talks in a sort of a "Are you with us?" way, probably, to a lot of people, but I don't think that's the same. He talks to Kenny, I would imagine.
Kenny said the other night that it had to be this or a big blow-up.
Had to be which, to take him or to be a blow-up? Well, I think that's a risk, Mr. President. I'm not, I think myself that if, my own judgment is that if, that when he looks that one in the eye, it's going to be so destructive to him and to his brother's memory that he won't do it. Does Kenny think he will do it?
He hadn't talked to me. He just, in one of those free moments, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, made this observation. Just between us, don't be too human, when the cabinet came in, very upset about it.